Ugh, just threw up a little bit.
Cool.
No.
Okay. And on that note, and we're off.
I have this thing that I check Craigslist every now and again for like casual encounters just for funsies to read the horrible stuff. And this one said, "Fun in the woods, woman for male. I'm a BBW, 265 pounds, glasses, baby face, and bad teeth." And then a parenthetical, bad genetics. But I figure no kissing and we'll be all good. Also, this is strictly oral only, no sex. So here's the thing. I have this really weird fantasy. Although I am like 99% into girls, I have this one fantasy of a guy touching me and possibly putting his mouth places on my body. Smiley face. But my roomie is home all week, thinking we could meet up at my apartments, find a quiet area, and have some fun. If you do well enough and are cute enough with a shaven ding-dong, I will reciprocate back. The thought is getting me so wet. Tell me how this is going to go down. Pictures get responses, so face pic and anything else you want me to see. Put title as Dark Fun so I know you are real. Thanks, boys.
Wow. There's a radio show in LA that does like morning radio on like Star or whatever, and they do every week they do the Craigslist Freak of the Week, and they pick like the three like most disgusting ads in the LA and Orange County Craigslist, and then at the end of the year they have like a championship for like the gross, and like I can't even listen to it half the time. It's all gross. It's all just the worst. And there, it's all things like what you just said.
Oh, it's so great.
There's a casual encounter that says, "Thumb wrestling partner, man for T, M for T, looking for a tranny."
Oh, oh my god.
Are you guys ready to record this whole thing all over again? I didn't care for it. I didn't buy it.
That seems pretty ridiculous.
I don't even want to think about the possibility of you having your dick out.
Yikes.
Is this the most important thing in the universe? What happened to it? I don't know.
I needed to suck in absolutely every moment of awesomeness.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to the great episode of the Geeklacia podcast. Sadly, we're not together, so I can only virtually touch my two best friends in the entire world. Justin, can you hear me? Can you feel me?
I can.
Randy, can you feel me?
I can, and it's slightly disturbing.
Well, at least you didn't yawn when you said that, to where I'm just boring Justin here. So we know Justin's
well, if you were
bored
more like
and
spacely,
apathetic.
If you were more
How
like spacely
doing,
Sprocket and you were reaching through the computer touching me, that would be different.
Yeah. And to be fair, it is damn near midnight PST.
Well, let's stop fucking around. Let's get this shit on the road. There were some big movies came out this weekend. Last week we made some predictions. I think we all picked the order. I think we all went Batman, 50 Shades, John Wick, and that's exactly how they finished. I saw Lego Batman, Justin saw John Wick 2, and Randy played with himself all weekend. So, Justin, what did you think of John Wick 2?
Loved it. Fantastic. Went with some friends, and we had a very lively theater. Everyone was screaming when jumping up for joy and doing the oohs and the ahs, and it was a blast, man. Loved every second of it. And there was a lot of actors who have worked with Keanu in the past in this movie, which was kind of cool. So you see, it's a lot of little reunions, aside from the
Are
obvious
surprises?
Morpheus. Yeah, well, one of them was the cosmonaut from Armageddon. I forget his name. He was also the devil in Constantine, which he was with Keanu with. He's in the very beginning.
Is Alex Winter in it?
Who is that?
That's Bill. That's
Bill from Bill and Ted.
Oh, yeah. I don't think so, no. That would have been
what
funny,
about
though.
Gary Busey?
No. It's Common, basically, who was in Street Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cosmonaut that was in fucking, like, Fargo and...
Every Michael Bay movie.
Every Michael Bay movie, yeah.
So was it a worthy successor to? I know we're all big fans of the first one. Was it a fun romp?
It was. It was a blast. Like, I loved every second of this movie. Peter Stormare is his name.
Yeah, that's right. That sounds right.
He was great, too. He's in the very beginning. And he plays the Russian mobster's brother from the first one.
Out for blood.
Yeah, so he's great. And he barely says anything. He just got awesome facial expressions, and he just fucking steals the show at the very beginning. It's so funny. And then it's got, like, this little slow burn, and you get to... One of my favorite things is seeing the hero get ready for war, you know? That's always cool. Whether it be Commando or fucking Lord of the Rings, it's just always cool to see them laying out their weapons and getting their gear ready. And there's this really cool part where he's getting his guns, he's getting his suit, and he's getting... a map of his hit that he has to do. So another thing that's really cool is you actually get to see him on the job. You know, in the first one, it's all revenge. In this one, he actually goes to work. And you get to find out, aside from the obvious where he just shoots everybody in the face, it's really cool to see him doing what he does best. And it was really, really neat. And I loved the shit out of it.
Nice. Yeah, he kills 84 people, I think someone had posted online.
Oh, that's a lot. I believe it.
It's quite a body count, and it's like one a minute, probably.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, if it's one of those things where John Wick will return, and and that 80 whatever he just said is going to turn into, it's going to double. It'll be 160.
Every movie they got to double.
It fucking hits the fan in this movie, and they cranked that shit up to 11, and it was really, really, really good.
Nice. Well, cool. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I saw Lego Batman instead of John Wick because I didn't want to scar my children.
Oh, but how was that?
It was amazing. It was so funny. It was definitely a love letter to anyone who loves Batman. They have jokes and references and fun throwbacks from everything, from the 66 Batman through the animated series, through all of the film iterations, all the way up to and including Dawn of Justice. And everybody was just spot on, and they had every single Batman villain is in this movie, even like the super ridiculous ones. And they really play with the Lego license. They bring back a number of villains from a lot of popular film franchises that will just make you smile. One of which made me really smile because Ralph Fiennes plays Alfred. He does the voice of Alfred in this movie. And one of his more iconic villains also appears in this movie. So it was kind of a fun little crossover. So ooh. I definitely recommend it. You should definitely go see Lego Batman. It's not just for kids. It's not like Tricks. You can have them as an adult. And I think you will definitely walk away happy. And I want one of you to see it because I want to talk about it real bad.
Is he Voldemort? Is there a Lego Voldemort?
There is a Lego Voldemort in this movie, yes.
Either that or he's the Nazi that was picking people off from the balcony in Schindler's yeah. List.
No, yeah, Voldemort and a whole host of other famous famous film villains come to wreak havoc upon Gotham.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does Batman stop him? So that only leaves
50 Shades... well, you know, you have to see the movie, I guess. I don't want to spoil it, but it's fucking Batman. So, yeah, he's... I guess I'm not letting anything out of the bag with that one. So, Randy, you got to talk about 50 Shades Darker since Justin and I got the first two. How is 50 Shades Darker? Don't pretend you didn't see it.
You know what? It's darker than I would have expected.
Even with the title, 50 Shades Darker, you didn't think it was going to be that dark?
It was pretty dark.
Huh. Yeah, well. What can you say?
It was so dark I needed a flashlight to get out of the theater.
It was one of those ads you were reading. It was in a crevasse or something. About a spaceman.
That's it. That's all I got. All
right. Well, what about Infinity War? They started shooting a couple days ago, and they sent out a little featurette, Randy, didn't they?
They certainly did. And it's kind of fun.
You saw it twice.
I did. It's all about rounding up those Infinity Stones for our gauntlet. So yeah, I was just commemorating that January 23rd was the first day of production, and they just wanted to do a little something fun for the fans. and just really setting up Thanos for being hopefully a badass.
Yeah. We got to see the Guardians of the Galaxy and the Avengers together. So,
or, yeah, and so. A fun little interview bit with Tom Holland talking about how he said, more or less, I'm paraphrasing, but it's like, yeah, I watched the first Avengers movie when I was a kid and thought it was great, and now here I am, and he's still a kid. But it just, to me, the way he was saying it, it really made it, if I were Robert Downey Jr. standing right next to him, it would have made me feel old.
Mm-hmm. Well, he is old. He's Tony Stark, and I don't think he makes it out of Infinity War.
What?
I'm going on record as saying I don't think they're going to kill him. I think they're just going to use him very judiciously from this point forward.
I think that Tony Stark's life will end in Infinity War 1 or 2.
No way.
Yep. And then they'll bring in the new Iron Man. They'll bring in the girl.
Well, it is a... I mean, you could make the argument like they have been forever that, well, who makes up Iron Man? Is it Tony Stark or is it, you know, the suit? But at the same time, Tony Stark's brilliant. Not, like, I couldn't be Iron Man. Even if I could fly the suit, I couldn't make another one. So what good is that? He destroys the shit out of him every chance he gets. So.
You just have to be careful and not destroy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my prediction that... they're not all making out of Infinity War, and my money's on Iron Man being that punch to the dick.
Well, I hope you're not right, but if you are, I'm sure it'll be an epic and worthy on-screen death.
Yeah, it'll just be like, he'll jump out of an airplane, but like his boosters won't work, and he'll just like splat into the ground. It'll be like a post-credits scene.
It's like, oh shit, I forgot to charge the suit. Bam.
Doesn't even die in the story proper.
Yeah.
What about you, Justin? Anything stand out from the little 3.5-minute featurette?
I really like the end with the... I mean, I guess we've seen it before with the gauntlet. But I started thinking, while I'm watching this trailer, or featurette rather, the Guardians are really going to be pretty useful in when it comes down to it, because they have seen wars on a much larger scale, and they are... more seasoned when it comes to battles in the cosmos. And I think that they'll have a lot to offer the Avengers in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because Thanos is always part of, like, the Marvel cosmic with, like, Adam Warlock and, you know, Silver Surfer and stuff like that. And so they definitely have a better fit with the Guardians of the Galaxy. So I think that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Especially since, you know, Gamora's his adopted daughter.
Oh.
Shit's about to get real. Yeah. You heard it here first. It's going to get real.
Ooh.
Did you guys see they test screened Guardians of the Galaxy 2 for a Disney crowd?
Yeah, I got a hundo.
100%. Highest score that they've ever gotten. Of course, they showed it to people whose job is dependent on this film doing good, so it's not really a really valid metric. The previous two high scores for the same testing group was high 90s for both the first Avengers and for Iron Man 3. So take that with a grain of salt for you Iron Man 3 haters out there.
Oh, I like parts of 3.
I like Iron Man 3 until the end.
Oh, yeah, where Gwyneth Paltrow's goop wins the, wins the war.
Yeah, and then he blows up all his suits, and then he just gets a surgery to fix his heart. And I'm like, you could have done that all along?
But that only was when point. It was funny.
I thought that was the point. You couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, don't worry, I'm going to do it now.
Yeah, that was lame.
Yeah, hella lame. Hella. Well, I guess we'll switch gears from the studio who can do no wrong in Marvel to the other guys who just are getting pistol whipped every 5 seconds at DC. So it broke last week that Ben Affleck obviously was not going to return or not return was not
return.
Going to continue on. He's not going to continue on as director of The Batman, citing that he really wanted this character to have a full life and be amazing, and he didn't think he could split his time between directing and starring in it. Matt Reeves is the frontrunner right now. He's in negotiations. He hasn't officially signed yet, but he, now they're this far in negotiations, it sounds like it's pretty much a done deal. But there's some grumblings now, and nothing official. No one's come out on record to say, but a lot of people on the inside, you know, not me, a lot of people on the inside are saying that they're hearing from their sources that Affleck is not interested in continuing as Batman and doesn't even want to play the character, that he does have, he is contractually obligated, but that he is actively trying to find a way either out of his contract early or just to breeze through whatever obligations he has. So, again, none of that's confirmed. It's, you know, Ben Affleck has not come out and said anything like that. It's just people who know someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows someone who parked his car once and went through his ashtray are saying that he is just not happy with the overall direction and is not enjoying his stint as the Caped Crusader.
Oh. Well, is that because of the quality of work involved, or is that because comic book fans are horrible when it comes to critiquing movies?
My guess is both. I think that he understands that he was one of the shining lights of Dawn of Justice that people point to, and I think that my guess would be he wanted this character to go one direction, Warner Brothers wanted to go a different direction, they decided to go their direction, and that he's just not as comfortable being the face of that franchise with the direction they're going. But could be looking too much into it. You know, maybe it'll all work out in the end. You know, Matt Reeves did an amazing job with Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Which one's the second one? I just get it mixed up. Is Rise the first one?
And then Dawn? Rise of Mark Wahlberg?
Yes, sure. Is Rise and then Dawn? Or is it Dawn then Rise?
I don't know the answer to that.
I think it's Rise and then Dawn.
Perfect. All right. He did Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and did an amazing job expanding upon the first film. I guess one of the other frontrunners was Justin's boy, Fede Alvarez.
Ooh, I like him.
He was their number two choice, I guess.
People did.
Yeah, so he could have brought some dark and gritty to the Batman, I guess.
Oh, and he also did that other movie, too. God, I'm drawing a complete blank.
It was a scary movie.
Yeah, and that was one of my favorite ones of last year, and I don't even remember what the hell it was called.
That's it. Don't Breathe.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Don't Breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Something Breathe.
Yeah, he's great. He's good at suspense. I don't know how he would do with the Batman. If it's one of those if it were like a psychological thriller Batman movie, holy shit. Of course, that would affect, that would take away from the PG-13 audience if it were too intense. But, I remember like when Dark Knight came out, there were people that were concerned that it might just be a little bit too serious for their child to see Batman. And
it was.
As much as I would love to see sort of a psychological thriller Batman, I do believe he belongs with children of all ages.
Hear, hear. I agree. What, are we just looking too much into this, Randy, as far as like just DC? Because we just talked about Marvel, and Marvel seemed to like hit the ground running, and it helped that they had a massive success with their first film with Iron Man, that they were able to build this world upon. But it seems like we're always talking about DC, like lost this director, lost this screenwriter, scrapping this. Now we're hearing that they're going to do a complete page one rewrite with The Flash now. That now that they're working on getting their third director, they want him to have put his stamp on the script. And so, we got next movie coming out is Wonder Woman. You know, their first director did pre-production for a couple months and then left over a tiger or something. We got Aquaman. You know, they had James Wan did a complete, page one rewrite on Aquaman. You know, we got all this drama with the Batman. We have all the uncertainty with Zack Snyder and his wife's involvement in Justice League Part 2. Are we trying to make more out of this, Randy, than really is? Are we making a story up that's not there?
we haven't had any definitive information coming out of DC lately. So I think people are speculating and talking, and when you do that, you kind of things can kind of tend to get away from you. So I think it's just a lot of fan speculation because they have nothing else to talk about.
Warner Brothers isn't controlling the narrative.
If we had seen a little bit more, you know, like when everybody was really first excited about the Batman and we were seeing pictures that were quote unquote leaked online of like Deathstroke or whatever, they weren't even leaked. I think Affleck posted them or something, right?
Yeah, Affleck posted them.
Yeah. So we felt like it was making progress. You know, we were heading in some direction and we were seeing something coming together. It's been a while since we've seen anything and people are just talking. And I'm not going to personally believe anything until we hear it directly from Warner Brothers or DC, you know?
What? You're not going to take my word for it?
Nope.
Fucker.
Fucker.
Well, I talked to Justin off the air for a little bit about the crazy idea that could they be rewriting
That was
the
a
Flash?
Secret.
Oh, is it? Oh, we'll keep that to ourselves. Oh.
Wait, could they be rewriting The Flash because... Oh, yeah! So, okay, actually, so you do have a crazy theory, and rather, since I'm just kind of losing my mind, and it's 12:14, and I'm hopped up on things and not thinking clearly, I think it would be better, I think it would be better if you explained your crazy theory, but I do like it a lot. I appreciate it. I think it's fantastic. I think it's scary as far as... a business perspective for Warner Brothers to scrap things. But, David, you have a terrific theory when it comes to The Flash and Flashpoint, and I would love for you to share it.
Yeah, so it kind of goes along the lines of Flashpoint is, are they rewriting the Flash movie in a way to reboot the entire DC cinematic universe, to write Affleck out of it, write all of these terrible Zack Snyder movies out of it and start fresh in a fun Flash type movie. Is that crazy talk?
That's a little crazy.
I think that's actually a little bit of brilliance that came out of your mouth right there.
Usually it's going in.
In the form of semen.
Well, that's what Randy calls his penis. Yeah.
Brilliance? It's like a Golden boat. Brilliance. You gotta come up with a really cool name.
I call it U571.
The Widowmaker?
No, that one wasn't
that
the
was,
Widowmaker.
That was K-19.
Sorry. Yeah, that was K-19.
You should call it K-19, Randy.
Yeah.
Although U57
I got Harrison
had
Ford in it.
But the other one had Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
With leather pants.
And McConaughey.
Oh, yeah. When is
Bon Jovi? I forgot he was in that.
Can't get out of them. That's the problem.
The other one had Liam Neeson and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think, Randy? Is that a dumb idea?
No, I think that's a fantastic idea. And, I mean, it bums me out because I'd like to see a solo Batfleck movie. But that makes a lot of sense. And it does kind of sweep under the rug all that Zack Snyder-y goodness that you're not a big fan of.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get Flash before we'll get the Batman before Flash.
Hmm.
So maybe. I mean, we'll definitely. In theory. I mean, in theory, we're supposed to get the Batman in 2019, and I want to say the Flash is actually that same year. I think the Batman is the early film in 2019, and the Flash is the late film in 2019, and then next year. Supposedly, we'll have Aquaman and Justice League Part 2. I don't even know. There's just too many comic movies.
I know, so many. God, it's like 30 in 5 years. I can't take it.
They're controlling the news cycle. I don't want to talk about comic movies anymore. Did you guys hear Michael Douglas is coming back to Ant-Man? Fuck! Can't get away from it.
Hank Pam has already started growing the goatee.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
That's good. We all loved Ant-Man. We all loved
the Wasp.
Yeah, and the Wasp with Kate from Lost.
Mm. Oh yeah, Lily. Oh yeah. I forgot. I like her. I like her as the elf that kicks ass. She was in those Hobbit movies.
She was. Yes, she was also in Real Steel.
Is that the one with Shaq?
No, that's just Steel.
That's just Steel.
Real Steel is the one with Hugh Jackman where he boxes
with his kid, and he boxes his kid in Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah.
He beats the shit out of his son, and they go to, like, Madison Square Garden, but not really. It's, like, in a parking lot.
And he fights a robot named Zeus.
Yeah. I like that movie.
Yeah. I watch it every time it's on.
Do you?
I do. Directed by Sean Levy.
It's cool. I kind of like robots. You know what's funny is Pacific Rim, they spent a lot of money, and it's pretty cool in the grand scheme of things, but I like dumb robot movies. Like, I like robot jocks, and I like...
I was just going to bring that up.
And I like your boxing move, Rock'em Sock'em Jackman. I like that movie, too.
Real Steel.
There you go.
It's basically over the top with robot boxing.
I know! That's so cool.
That's what makes it so amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. Anywho, just throwing it out there. I like the robot jocks.
Yeah. So Hank Pym coming back. That's the great news. It's the best part of the Paul Rudd's pretty good too. Michael Pena's good too. Everyone Ant-Man's good.
Yeah.
More Ant-Man.
Except for the fucking bad guy. That's my biggest pet peeve of that movie was for 2 hours we're watching Paul Rudd learn how to be Ant-Man, and then this other asshole has the suit for 8 seconds and all of a sudden he's just as good, almost better than Paul Rudd. He's just a natural.
It had lasers. It said lasers on it, so you know.
But, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, no more comic news. You guys see Sophia Turner said she's going to shoot a new X-Men movie this year?
Yeah, that's great. In between the Game of Thrones, a couple other movies. She's going to be really busy, too.
Yeah, X-Men Supernova, which we talked
Supernova.
About.
Supernova.
Like,
Champagne Supernova?
Yeah, and the Oasis is going to do the soundtrack for it. We talked about it like 2 weeks ago that like they were saying they were going to film this. I'm like, I don't know, they're not going to make this fucking movie. But according to Sophia Turner, her exact quote is, she's planning on shooting an X-Men movie this year.
Oh,
maybe it's just like her and her friends.
It was like that with Big Lebowski 2 when, what's the young lady that was in that movie? She dated Carson Daly.
Tara Reid?
Yeah, Tara Reid. She was like, yeah, we're going to start filming Big Lebowski 2. And then they interviewed the Coen brothers, and they're like, oh, maybe she's going to make Big Lebowski 2. But we don't know anything about it. It was great.
With the impressive filmography of Tara Reid, that was...
Yeah, Sharknado 1 through, like, 8.
You didn't go American Pie or Van Wilder.
Straight to Sharknado, man.
Straight to Sharknado.
If I were the lovely Tara Reid, I would have Sharknado and Big Lebowski on my resume. And that is it.
That's it. That's all you need.
That's all you need. I mean, in fact, the tagline for Sharknado just said, enough said. Yeah. So really, all you need is that.
Doesn't need that American Pie nonsense.
That movie did kill it. And I mean, that movie cost $1 to make, and it was a $100 million movie.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that it had a sequel, like, the next year.
Yeah. I like part two even better.
Yeah, two's pretty good. And the music's really good.
I like Stifler.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
All right.
What else?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Comic book movies.
Yeah, no more comic book movies!
No more. Done.
I think I might actually be telling the truth this time. All right, so we got a couple little title, little subjects we can do a little yay or nay real quick. We got a couple fun stories here. So yay or nay, Justin? What? This is going to be a yay for you, Randy. yay or nay, Justin? The Coen brothers are scheduled to write the Scarface reboot, and Peter Berg is in talks to direct. Oh, are you in or out on the Scarface reboot of the reboot?
Oh, the reboot of the reboot.
I mean,
I know.
Which makes it funny that everyone bitching, like, I don't need to reboot it. I'm like, well, you know, De Palma's, you know, classic was a reboot.
Right. Well, I do like Peter Berg, and I do like the Coen brothers, but I would probably Redbox this movie. I'd definitely watch it or catch it on HBO or something, but I wouldn't rush to the theater.
All right, Randy, yay or nay? Scarface reboot with Coen brothers writing it, Peter Berg possibly directing it.
Nay.
Do you like the first Scarface?
I mean, it's okay. It's something I've watched once and felt no desire to ever go back to revisit. So I feel the same thing would probably be the same with this one. I would watch it once and never really need to see it again. So, I mean, I'm opposed to the idea of a reboot being made, but I'll still end up seeing it eventually. Yeah. And maybe I'll love it. Who knows?
I am also an A. I'm not a huge fan of Scarface. I do love the Coen brothers. I do love Peter Berg. He's especially been killing it lately with all his Mark Wahlberg films. So, but we'll have to see. Maybe when they announce who will play Scarface, that could change my mind. Because if they can get writers I love, director I love, and then find, like, the perfect, you know, Tony Montaigne, then I'd be in for it. So, all right. Yay or nay? Randy, Stranger Things. They say they're looking to end after 4 or 5 seasons. Are you in on shows that have a definitive ending if they stick to it?
I am, as long as they stick to it, but at the same time, I don't know. I never really thought it would run that long because those kids are going to get old. You know, their shelf life, their I was going to say their due date, their expiration date, maybe coming up faster than they can crank out 5 seasons.
That's true. They are at that age where they're going to change quite a bit.
Yeah. When you see them, did you guys see the promo that they ran for the Super Bowl? And mm-hmm. You can already tell that the growth spurts are starting to happen in some of them. Don't get me wrong, I absolutely adore the first season, and I think it's a wonderful cast, and I love everything about that show. I will sing its praises till the day I die. But if they drag it out too long, I think they're going to have to obviously address that. In the story, you know, that they are going through puberty. Yeah, the balls are dropping, the stashes are growing, all that fun stuff.
All right, Justin, yay or nay?
What's the question?
Do you like that Stranger Things is going to already plans to end after 4 or 5 seasons? Do you like when shows have a definitive end date? Does it mean that they have it mapped out, or?
I do
like it when they just go forever, like Supernatural.
Okay, no, I am a fan of the set timeline. Although I wouldn't have mind so much if Stranger Things took on the American Horror Story way of doing things and just had a different setting each season. I would have been totally cool with that.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah, all set in the 80s.
Right. Well, I think that was the original plan. Was every it was going to be an anthology series like True Detective or American Horror Story, to where every season would be different, but everyone fell in love with these kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's fair. I mean, they are all fantastic. They're right about that. They're going to hit that awkward phase though, and they're all going to be fun to look at for 10 episodes.
Yeah.
We've all been there though, so who cares?
Yeah, I think they need to. They may need to do like an in series time jump to like just make them teenagers or something like that. But I don't know if that would keep the same charm of the show. So I don't know. I like when it appears that people have their shit together and mapped out and they can build towards something instead of just like filling time like those middle seasons of Lost.
Fuck that.
So, yeah. So, all right. Justin, your boy, Adi Shekhar. Making an R-rated Castlevania animated series for Netflix. Yay or nay on this pig?
100% yay. Mr. Shankar is he's a beast when it comes to filmmaking. He does fan service. He's made some insane shorts, things like The Punisher and
Power Rangers
and Venom. He did one for Venom. But he also was a producer for Dredd, and we all know how I feel about the movie Dredd. The guy knows what he's doing, knows how to tell a story, and it's going to be in the vein of Game of Thrones, so it's going to be super violent, it's going to be dark and creepy, and everything that Castlevania needs to be, and I think video game properties would do much better as an animated series instead of live action. You know, you could spend the $100 million on a movie like Resident Evil and come up with something that may be a little too over the top and a little too ridiculous, but you could also spend a lot less on an animated series and do things that would otherwise look ridiculous in live action. So I think they're in the right media for this. So I'm excited.
I like it. Randy, yay or nay? You excited for the prospect of seeing Castlevania on your television?
I'm going to go with a big yay on that. I've loved Castlevania ever since the very first NES game that I played for Castlevania as a kid. And yeah, I can't wait to see something get made of it. So do it. And awesome. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm a big old yay too. I Justin was kind enough to bring down with him my NES Classic Edition that I have been trying to get since the day it came out. And I have been playing the shit out of it like nobody's business. And I found out one thing. I am terrible at Castlevania.
They're hard.
Cool. Castlevania is on that?
Yeah. No, wait, no, it's not. I must have played it. I think I got excited and I got an emulation of it or something like that. That's what I did. Yeah, it's not on there because it's a... Oh, no, it is on there. Yeah, Castlevania right there. Boom. I got the box in front of me.
I
don't remember if that's one I actually beat back in my childhood days.
They have one and two on here.
Yeah, Simon's Quest was cool too because then it changed to dark. You know, it had like a time differential. And mm-hmm. More monsters came out. And the thing with the first one, though, is you had some really cool weapons and you had some really shitty ones. And if you got the really shitty one on accident because it just fell from the sky, you'd be pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like that, like Ghost and Goblins, like if you're, or Ghost and Ghouls, if you got like the flame or some shit like that, you're like, oh, this game's over.
Yeah, I hated that one. The holy water or whatever, that just like kind of turned into flame. Yeah, I hated that.
Well, I was watching like some speedrunner do Castlevania, and I was just crazy to see just how easy the game is for that person.
You're like, wow, I suck so bad.
Yeah, he beats it in like 13 minutes and like never dies or anything. I'm like, oh. Shit, I can't get out of the first level without dying. Killing bosses all fast. Anyways, yay or nay, Randy, your turn. You're a big Disney guy. I know how much you love Dumbo. And Will Smith has been in talks to star in Tim Burton's live-action Dumbo movie for a little bit of time now. He's officially backed out of the project, saying he will not be involved. They said schedule and salary were the reasons. Randy, hey, are you yay or nay on a freaking Dumbo live-action film, and is Will Smith's departure change your opinion in any way?
I am nay on a live-action Dumbo film, number one, and number two, who else are they going to be able to find that can fly around without needing prosthetic ears?
Wait a minute.
What?
That's not cool. You're better than
teasing.
That. You're better than
No, I'm not. I'm not. I love Will Smith, and he hasn't been making the best choices in movies lately, though, so maybe it's only going to benefit the live-action Dumbo movie that he's backed out of it, but I'm still against the idea of it. I mean, it's one thing to do live-action of Disney movies featuring humans, but ones that are going to be animals, you know it's going to be like Jungle Book, and they're going to be CG. Granted, it's probably going to be really good CG, but at that point, is it really live-action?
No, it's an animated movie at that point.
Yeah, it's just a photoreal animated movie. So,
like episode two.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon. Yeah. Even the like live action people look like cartoons half the time. What you saw Jungle Book, right, Randy?
I did, finally. Yeah, it is. I enjoyed it, and you know, had I not seen behind the scenes photos of it, I wouldn't have guessed that the entire thing was shot green screen.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Like, well, that's pretty good. All right, Justin, yay or nay? Dumbo live-action movie.
Pass. Nay.
It's a hard pass. Fast,
rewind a year ago, Jungle Book movie. Would you have been a yay or nay on Jungle Book movie?
I was a nay.
Yeah.
I would have been a nay as well.
I loved it.
Yeah. The thing that's turning me out is Tim Burton's been so hit and miss lately that... Tim Burton's track record with Disney is Alice in Wonderland, and I didn't like either one of those movies. And I just feel he's going to make it weird. All right, well, anything else, Randy? You got anything you want to add?
I got nothing this week.
Well, sweet. Well, thank you guys for joining us for another amazing episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. Make sure that you like us on Twitter and follow us on the Facebook there. We're at Geek Legacy. And make sure you go to geeklegacy.com for all of your geek news and reviews. And while you're there, make sure you listen to the other podcast in the Geek Legacy Network. One of them's still going. One of them I don't know so much about. So definitely check them out. We've got the Comic Corner and the Pixelated Podcast. And they're both great. And I hope they both go on forever. Thank you.